When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Local people, local stories. This is the KDKA All Local on the Voice of Pittsburgh. 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
I'm Paul Rasmussen. New this hour, Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday is urging the State House to quickly pass new sentencing laws after Pennsylvania's Supreme Court ruled mandatory life without parole sentences for second-degree murder are unconstitutional. Sunday told KDKA's Marty Griffin last hour legislative inaction could possibly result in the release of hundreds of violent offenders without proper input from their victims.
The Supreme Court gave the legislature 120 days to enact a new statute. That 120 days ends tomorrow.
It does.
And if there is no statute in place, then there will be no statutory penalty for this form of homicide, creating the possibility of sentences ranging from zero time served to life. And there will be severe disparities across the entirety of the Commonwealth.
A Carrick man is going to prison for 30 years after being convicted of child sex trafficking and sexual exploitation of a minor. 39-year-old James Clark took in a runaway girl, produced images of her engaging in sex, and then trafficked the girl to another person. Clark was sentenced on Monday and will also serve 10 years of supervised release. Reopening the Parkway East continues to run ahead of schedule, but that won't be the end of the Commercial Street Bridge project. On the Big K Morning Show, PennDOT District 11 Executive Jason Zhang said, there's a lot of work remaining under the bridge.
Still a lot of concrete down there. And then eventually we have to get Commercial Street back into its original configuration. Once the temporary piers and supports are removed, all that gets removed where the bridge has been sitting for 2 years, where we built it. That all gets pulled out of there, and that's actually right in the spot where Commercial Street is supposed to be.
Zhang said work on the bridge project will continue for another year. Pittsburgh police are 1 week into a campaign to collect items for people in need. We have more on that now from News Radio KDKA's David Ballarato.
The donation drive runs through August 3rd, when officers will then work with the Office of Community Health and Safety and its Roots team to provide the collected items to those in need across the city. Zone 5 Police Sergeant Selena Sellender says a week after first announcing the drive on Facebook, the response has been great.
I'm sitting in my office right now, and I have about two extra large U-Haul boxes full of items, which is wonderful. We're also lucky to have a great partnership with the Target and East Liberty, and they gave us a large donation of non-perishable items.
They're looking for things that someone who has no home would be able to use, protein items like beef jerky, pickled eggs, or tuna, gum to help provide oral hygiene for someone who has no water for a toothbrush. Donations can be dropped off at any police station, or if you use the Amazon QR code on the police Facebook account, they'll be sent directly to Zone 5. David Ballarato, News Radio, KDKA.
The young man killed in a shooting last week near a Homestead playground has been identified. 18-year-old Jameel Webb Beasley was fatally wounded along Sarah Street on Wednesday, July 15th. Police say the Clareton man had multiple gunshot wounds and died at the scene. Several people ran away after the gunfire, but police have yet to identify a suspect. New this hour, President Donald Trump says a new agreement with Saudi Arabia for a civilian nuclear program requires the kingdom to normalize relations with Israel through the Abraham Accords, and it does not allow for enrichment of uranium. The president says he believes the agreement will be approved, but it is subject to Saudi Arabia joining the Abraham Accords. Reacting to the development on social media, Westinghouse Nuclear, based in Cranberry, calls a civil nuclear cooperation agreement with the Saudis something that strengthens energy security, expands opportunity for U.S. industry and workers, and drives long-term economic growth for both countries. Walmart's campaign to set up Spark Shops at former drugstore locations may be coming next to the Mon Valley. Spark Shops are depots where gig workers pick up e-commerce orders to make last-mile deliveries to nearby customers. The Pittsburgh Business Times reports Walmart has signed a long-term lease for the now-closed Walgreens store on 7th Avenue in Homestead.
Thanks for listening to the KDKA All Local. You can follow or subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. For the latest breaking news, traffic, and weather, be sure to tune to KDKA or download the Odyssey app to take us with you wherever you go.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.